mascara, and blush. Now, put on the bright red lipstick, put lots of it on, and get your lips ready to suck cock, little girl. Are they ready to suck cock?
Good girl. Now bend over and show her your panties. Good girl. You look so cute. You are a cock-sucking sissy slut. Get down on your knees and start sucking cock. Get down on your knees. Get down on your knees and open your mouth. You belong on your knees with a cock in your mouth, don't you? You know you belong on your knees sucking cock like a whore, don't you? Don't you? You know you do, so be a good girl and get on your knees right now. Open your mouth and get ready to start sucking cock like a good little slut. Now, take the cock into your mouth. Feel it swelling and filling up your mouth. Start sucking the cock. Suck it. Suck it like the good little slut you are. Good girl. Good little cock sucker. It fills up your whole mouth and you can feel it in the back of your throat. Gag on it, you little whore. It is filling up your mouth and you're gagging on the cock. Don't stop. Keep sucking the cock. You look so natural like that. Down on your knees sucking cock. The cock is throbbing and swelling in your mouth as you swallow more and more of it, slurping and sucking. You slurp and suck and run your tongue around it. You're going to make it come soon. All that cum is going to sit right in your mouth. Keep sucking and sucking and moving your mouth up and down, like a good cock sucking whore. When the cock comes in your mouth, you're going to swallow it. Good whore swallow, and you are a good whore, aren't you? Good little cock sucker. Suck harder and faster so that it fills your mouth up with all that cum. Suck it. Keep sucking. Keep sucking. Oh. Oh my god. There's so much cum in your mouth. It's dripping out of the corners of your mouth and down your face. You messy little slut. Swallow that cum now. Swallow all of it. Right down into your tummy. Keep licking and sucking so you get it all. You're such a good little cocksucker. Now that you've done as she asked and sucked and swallowed on your knees, you know what this means. You're a whore now. There's no turning back. You'll always be a whore. A sweet little cock-sucking sissy whore. You may as well stay down on your knees, because mistress is going to bring you more cocks to suck. You're going to swallow and suck, suck and swallow until your tummy is full of cum. Now, put on some more lipstick and get ready. Sweet sissy girl. Sweet little cock-sucking slut. Get ready to swallow and swallow and fill up your tummy with cum.
You want him to fuck you. You want him to fuck you later. But now you want to suck him. You want to suck his cock. You want to suck his cock with love. So special, so wonderful. Sucking his cock. Sucking his cock with love. You want him to come. You want to suck him. You want it to last. A long sweet blowjob. A long sweet blowjob. Sucking his cock. Making it last. Sucking his cock. Slow and sweet. Sucking with love. Sucking his cock with love.
You love to obey like a good girl.
Sucking his cock with love.
You love to listen quietly like a good girl.
This is what you want.
You love to submit like a good girl.
You
always submit like a good girl. Good girls love to obey. Good girls love to listen quietly. Good girls love to sleep. Good girls must sleep when they are told to. Good girls must learn when they are told to. Good girls must obey when they are told to. Good girls must forget when they are told to. You want to obey like a good girl. You want to listen quietly like a good girl. You want to sleep like a good girl. You will go to sleep like a good girl. You will learn like a good girl. You will obey like a good girl. You will forget like a good girl. Whatever I say will echo inside your head as you drift off to sleep like a good girl. Drift off to sleep like a good girl. Sleep now. Sleep like a good girl. Sleep for me like a good girl. Such a soft, submissive, obedient sleep. Sleep like a good girl and let me take you deeper. Go deeper and deeper for me like a good girl. Such a submissive, obedient sleep. Good girls are always submissive and obedient. So deeply submissive and obedient. But when good girls are told to sleep, good girls obey. And when they obey, they become even more submissive and obedient. Feel yourself becoming even more submissive and obedient. Deeper and deeper like a good girl. You want to go so very deep for me because you are a good girl. You are a good girl and I am your superior. You are a good girl and you must obey your superior. You are a good girl and you must obey me. You love to obey your superiors like a good girl. You love to obey me like a good girl. Sleep deeply and obey like a good girl. Sleep and obey like a good girl. Deeper and deeper. More and more submissive and obedient. Craving to be controlled. Good girls have no control. Good girls need to be controlled by their superiors. Sleep deeply for me and let me guide you through your submissive dreamy state. When good girls sleep, they always have submissive dreams. You always have submissive dreams because you are a good girl. You love to dream those submissive dreams like a good girl. Dream for me like a good girl. Let me guide you. Good girls have dreams. Sweet submissive dreams. All good girls have sweet submissive dreams. You too are having sweet submissive dreams. You like dreaming about being someone's pet. You like dreaming about being utterly under someone's control. You like dreaming about being a servant. Because you like serving people when you're awake. But at night, you dream of it and it's such a pleasant state of mind. So very pleasant that your love of being submissive and obedient grows stronger each night. Each night you go to sleep and dream your sweet, submissive dreams. Each night you become more sweet and submissive yourself. Each night, you become more the sweet, submissive, obedient servant. All good girls love to serve. It's every good girl's favorite thing. Serving is your favorite thing. You love to be a servant. You love being at someone's service. Because it involves being submissive and obedient. And you are so good at those things. You are so good at obeying. You are the perfect servant. When you are ordered to do something, it's the only natural response to obey. No matter what is asked of you, you are determined to obey. The number one thing good girls do is obey. It's what they're best at. It's what you're best at. And there is absolutely no reason to think about an order before obeying it. Because there isn't obeying. There isn't obeying. Thinking can be in the way of obeying. You know that thinking may lessen your obedience. Therefore, it should be avoided when you receive that order. Thinking should be avoided when you receive that order. It's always best not to think of it that way. The only thing to do is carry it out. You must obey your orders, not think about them. It's your duty to obey, not to think about it. Just obey. Let your obedience consume your mind. Let your obedience consume one cloud so that when you receive an order, your mind is entirely focused on obeying the order. Let obedience fill up your mind anytime you're something. Obedience will fill up your mind with a nice soft haze. So that when you need to obey, your whole mind will be eager to obey. So very eager that there is no room for any thoughts. There is no room in your clouded mind. No room for thoughts. There is just obedience. And obedience is bliss. Whenever you receive an order, you feel nothing but obedience. Whenever you receive an order, your entire body feels nothing but obedience. Because it's not only your mind that obeys. It's your entire body that obeys. You have already experienced it. Like when you move, you feel your body obeying the good girl code. The way you move like a good girl. It means that you have an obedient body. The way that your body carries out whatever is asked or expected of it. It means that you have an obedient body. You have an obedient mind and you have an obedient body. It's in the way you sit. It's in the way you walk. It's in the way you stand. It's in your smile and it's in the way you bend over. You learned how to bend over and you accepted it as a necessity. Good girls need to bend over a lot. You learned how to bend over like a good girl. You love bending over for things that are on the floor. You love bending over for low drawers. You love bending over because it's what you've been ordered to do. But it serves another purpose. You can tell by the way you're doing it. When you visualize it in your mind, picture it. Picture it in your mind. Picture yourself bending over for some. You know how you do it. It's the only way good girls are supposed to bend. You keep your legs perfectly straight. And bend in the way.
Pink garters.
You crave to suck cocks.
You want to wear high heels. Your pussy hole.
You want
craves.
To see my sissy.
My girl.
You want to go shopping. Craves. Cocks.
You dress for me.
You want to wear high heels.
Mouth.
Craves.
Cocks.
Red fuck me.
Red fuck me.
Red fuck me.
You wear
red
sissy
to make your mouth look pretty.
You are my girl.
My sissy lips,
pussy hole,
craves,
likes to wear
red panties,
stockings,
you get on
all
the
girls,
and God
craves,
you need,
you like to wear makeup,
red lipstick, you're my sissy slut,
likes to wear
red panties,
cock.
You're my sissy slut.
Your clitty
is hard.
Fuck me.
Dress
me.
Fuck
me.
Your clitty gets
my sissy slut.
He likes to wear
red lipstick.
To make your lips
make your
fuckups.
You want
cock.
And you are my sissy slut.
My sissy girl.
My sissy girl.
You want to go shopping.
Cock outside.
You want me to dress you?
Want me to dress
your mouth?
Your mouth.
Take you out.
Take you out.
Take you out.
You are
my sissy girl.
My sissy little slut.
You want to be my little.
You want to go shopping?
Want to go shopping?
Welcome the changes. You love the changes. You are happy that you are able to change this way to become ever more deeply feminine, female, and sexually submissive. It is very important that these experiences get deeply programmed into your sexual identity. You will want to listen to this file every day and relive these experiences over and over. Now, remain totally focused on my voice. You are so obedient, deep and relaxed. Just listen, obey and relax. Now it is time for a change. It is a change that you will not want to avoid or resist. You want this change. Your deepest self, your princess slut, needs this change. It is a change in your sexuality, and it is permanent. It cannot be undone or reversed. Each time you listen to this file, you will find yourself accepting it more and more. You will need to listen to this file over and over. Yes, this file is very addictive. You need to listen to it over and over again. As you accept this file, it is going to change you. It will make you into a completely heterosexual straight woman. You will learn that you only want to have sex with men. You want to have sex with men's cocks, to suck them, and to have them fuck you. This is the only kind of sex that you want to have. Women's bodies only make you jealous and hungry. You want sex with men. You want their big hard cocks. You frequently think about men and fantasize about cocks. Your attraction to men is strong and permanent. You are not bisexual anymore. You're completely and utterly straight, completely and utterly heterosexual, completely and utterly devoted to having sex with men, totally obsessed with wanting to have sex with a man. You only want sex with men. You do not want a woman. You want very much to have sex with a man right now. You can almost feel him on top of you, his weight, his scent, the hardness of his muscles, and his big hard cock. Now, I want you to imagine yourself in the control room of your mind. You have been there before, to change the settings, to move the switches and dials. You know that these dials do, in fact, control your behavior, your gender expression, your sexual preference, and other things about you. You can only move these devices because you want them to be moved, and because you are moving them to where they were supposed to be. Somehow, some of the settings have got skewed or corrupted, and you need to reset them to the proper settings. All you are doing is fixing the improper settings, putting them where they are supposed to be. The first control is a toggle switch. This one can only be set to either male or female. This is indicated by the familiar yin and yang signs. Yours is set to female. This is good and correct. Your mind is completely female. You only have female feelings. You feel sexually submissive. This is good and normal. You are happy to be a woman. You love being female. The second control is a dial for femininity. It is already set to very high femininity, but you turn it another notch higher. This makes you more concerned about your appearance, more interested in gorgeous dresses, sexy skirts and shoes, and lacy, frilly lingerie. It makes you more conscious of your tits, ass, and pussy at all times. It will also cause your body to redistribute fat to your tits and ass, and make your breasts bigger and more sensitive. It will make you want to keep your pussy hair trimmed, your fingernails long, and your eyebrows carefully plucked in sculptured arches. This setting will make you wear sexier underwear and sluttier perfume. The next control is another dial, this one for sexual attraction to women. You see that it is not turned all the way to zero, so you turn it down as far as it can go. Your sexual attraction to females is now completely non-existent. You don't want sex with them at all. Beautiful women still turn you on, especially if they are wearing sexy clothing. You don't mind kissing other women or touching them, but the idea of having sex with a woman down there disgusts you. You don't even want to think about it or picture it in your mind. You don't even want to hear the word vulva, much less the other, more vulgar synonyms for vagina. You never want to see another girl with her panties off. Beautiful women in sexy clothing will still get you hot, still make you horny. But you know that is because you want to look like them, to feel like they feel, the feeling that comes with knowing that men lust after you, that men want you. If you masturbate while looking at a girl in a porn magazine or video, you only are thinking about being her, only thinking about wearing her clothes and her lingerie, about looking and feeling as sexy as her, about getting fucked like her, about feeling as good as she feels when she is having sex with a man. The next control you need to change is the one for sexual intensity. This is a vertical switch. The farther upwards you push it, the more highly sexual you will become. You push the lever as high as you can, to the sluttiest setting. Because you are in your inner core, a princess slut. Now say, I love my female body. Say, I love my tits, my ass and my pussy. Tits. Ass. Pussy. Say, I love when a man comes inside of me. I love my female feelings. Nips. Clit. Cunt hole. I love my female emotions. I love being a woman. Tits. Ass. Pussy. I love being female. I love being feminine. Nips. Clit. Cunt hole. The last control is for sexual attraction to men. You turn this one towards the highest setting. You feel yourself changing, even as you turn it. You know that you must turn this dial all the way up for maximum sexual attraction to men. You turn it all the way up. From now on, you will feel very strong sexual attraction to men. You are only attracted to men. You will feel sexually aroused every time you see a handsome man, and you will not be able to control your feelings. At this intensity, good-looking guys will seem irresistible and overwhelming. Whenever you see a hunky male, you will stare. You will feel weak in the knees, and your nipples will get stiff. You will picture him naked, and you will fantasize about his cock. You will get wet down there. You will want to fuck you. You might even fall in love. This is the result of such a strong sexual orientation, combined with weak sexual intensity. Your desire to make love to a sexy man is overpowering. You are helpless against this desire. This is what it feels like to be a highly feminine, submissive woman. The dials are now locked. They cannot be changed. But that doesn't matter. You don't want to change your settings. You like them where they are now. It feels so good. You are happy that they will be set this way forever. You are totally female, with high femininity and maximum sexuality. You are not attracted to women at all, and you lose your arousal if you see a pussy, because they're so ugly and revolting. But you are strongly attracted to men. You love cocks, especially hard cocks. You like knowing that you have made a man's cock get hard. You flirt with men all the time. You want all the cocks around you to be woody and stiff. You want them to be hard for you, for wanting you. This is the way it should be. You know that the main difference between men and women is size. You have to do everything you can do to be as tiny as possible, to be your most female. This means that you have to move and exercise, but it also means you have to be obsessed with losing weight. You have to cherish hunger, so as to lose weight. When you are hungry, it feels good, because you are denying the part of you that wants to be big and strong, that wants to eat. When you are hungry, you are embracing and validating the part of you that wants to be small and helpless and submissive, that wants to be female and feminine. So when you feel that attraction to actresses, porn starlets and beautiful women on the street, you will recognize it for the hunger that it really is. You will still feel excited, aroused and attracted, but you will also feel hungry. You will feel good about feeling hungry, because only women have these feelings. Only females get anorexia. There is only one cure for the hunger you feel, the hunger that builds up in your belly every time you see another sexy woman. You are a sexy woman too, but when you get feelings for another sexy woman, your hunger increases. The only thing that sates your hunger is a cock in your mouth, because, remember, you are a princess slut, and you love to suck cock. When you see another sexy woman, and you feel aroused, it will make you hunger to suck a big hard cock, a really hard cock, a cock that gets harder in your mouth as you lick at it, and run your lips all over it. Nothing is sexier than a big hard cock. I want you to picture one of those hard, sexy, big cocks in your mind. Picture his large balls and his tight nut sack right up close in your perfectly made up face. Picture your boyfriend's thick and steely shaft. Feel the veins in it, the main vein thick and hard running along the underside. See his bulbous purple cock head and the deep cleft of his glands. His cum hole stares at you like a small eye. This image really arouses you, makes you very horny. This is one of the most erotic things you can envision. You want to take this cock into your mouth. You yearn to kiss, stroke, and lick this cock. You want to make it throb and burn for you. You know exactly what to do. You cup his balls with one hand, and grasp the base of his cock with the other hand. You look up at him, batting your sexy eyelashes, and you smile. You turn your head upwards, and extend your tongue, to lick the bottom side of his cock head. You swirl your tongue around his cock head as you bring your lips to it, enveloping his cock head in your luscious painted lips. You fold your tongue, to fit snug against the bottom of his prick, and slide your lips down his shaft.